Hey, flight fans. GM as always, Dwayne here. My pronouns are he and him. This episode of Flight Risk stars...
Hi, I'm Kyle, and I play Skip Fortuna. My pronouns are he, him, as well as Skips, and Skip is the itinerant lounge singer and lesser half of the Fortuna twins.
I'm Nimoy. My preferred pronouns are they, them, and I play Dork, the Mandalorian bodyguard.
I'm Joe Chasm. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Bail Brando, a Mandalorian bounty hunter with a subclass of assassin.
Hello, my name is Velvet Divine, Faye Fair, and I'll be playing Anarchy Fortuna, she, her, the Twi'lek Tinkerer.
Let's buckle up. It's time for another Flight Risk episode. Bail, Doric, and Anarchy find themselves deep in the icy chasms of the planet Ilum, where they have awoken the Force ghost of a long-dead Jedi. Will Jedi Master Poe lead Arcor 4 to the secret lair of Ajunta Paul? Or does the Spectre have a nefarious plan afoot? Finally get to an area that is way more developed, and it actually looks like there are tables, there are space where people, you can see people working, there are very old mats that are kind of with time just kind of gotten very old and funky that have people must have slept down here. There are data pads, there is actual parchment and things people were writing things down because maybe they were afraid of put things on their data pads that might be found later, but there is a wealth of stuff just spread out on the floor. And Poe just excitedly looks around and goes,
This is one of my master's labs. I was trying to get here for so long. I didn't think I'd ever get here. Please look. Help me find my master's work.
Of course. Is it on parchment or...
I can't remember. It's so long. Please just look. We're looking for work. My signature will be on it. And so will my master's. If we can find that, we can take it with us and fix the Jedi.
There's a bunch of invoices over here that say, I think that means purchase order.
Yes.
Can I roll education?
Sure. You can roll education if someone wants to do... Some other check, they think they might help them find something in all this mass. Education is one. I don't know. Scavenging is usually like a survival check, but I don't know if that really works on this one.
How many perps?
But
raw perception.
Perception would work too. I would say three purple because it's kind of a mess. Things are kind of all over the place and that kind of jazz. It looks like they kind of cleared out in a rush.
Hey, that's two successes and two advantages.
Hey, Dwayne, make sure to use those dark side points. Feel free.
He's like, not on trivial things.
Yeah, not on useless stuff. So, you got, I'm sorry, Velvet, what'd
you get? Are we making useless rolls?
No. We're looking for, you guys are trying to find the...
That's what you just said. Not on useless stuff.
Exactly. I'm going to make it harder for you to find paper. I mean, I'm not that much of a jerk. I mean, I...
Going to give us a paper cut. It's going to get infected.
Exactly. It's a 1,000-year-old piece of paper. Who knows what bacteria is on it? So, yeah. So, Velvet, you're able to ascertain some stuff. You find a data pad that is next to some paperwork. The data pad is clearly not charged. I don't know if you carry charge on you. I mean, your tentacles do run a charge.
Oh, yeah.
Just boot this thing up. But there's definitely some parchment and things that looks like it's what Poe was talking about. And he's kind of just kind of gliding around you, and he looks over your shoulder and goes, that is it. That is exactly what we're looking for. As you take the paper, you hear a rumbling like this place shakes. It's not like before where it was an earthquake, but it's like, it feels like everything in the room kind of shifted 3 feet to the right, then back real quick, like almost like a boomerang effect. And you all feel kind of like nauseous, like a roller coaster. And that feeling, that tingling feeling you guys felt before Anarchy and Skip, it's getting kind of stronger now. You feel it from the base of your spine down, from the base of your neck down your spine, kind of just like a tingling.
Ooh.
My octopi senses.
What?
We need to go. We can help the Jedi, now. We can go. There's my master has other labs. If you want to continue to look through them, there's so much information down here. But this is what I was looking for. It's up to you. If you want to continue to, if you want to leave now, it is your choice. I can help you maybe find more of my master's work.
Oh, is your master down here as well?
No, my master was sent away. The Jedi banished him. They said they were going to erase him from all records. If you don't know Ajunta Pal, then they must have succeeded. They made him non-existent. The Jedi are so short-sighted.
I hear you. Well, I think it's a great idea to have a look. These are labs. They doubtlessly have cool stuff.
I will take you to them. They are deeper inside these caverns. I never went. This is where I worked. I cannot speak to their condition, but I think that I know where they are.
He takes you kind of back up to where you're going, and that place where you went right, and you now are going to head to the left. And that energy feeling kind of is intensifying more as you guys head this direction.
So what's this next lab look like?
This next lab is almost like 180 degrees different from the one you guys left. It is almost like you could have sworn someone was working in here not too long ago. There's no mess. Everything is stacked neatly. The data pad still sits there. The reams of paper are not strewn about. They're actually bound. And it's very neat. Whoever was working in this area was very fastidious.
I thought you meant 180 degrees in temperature, and I was like, whoa, starting to take some gear off. I know you Americans use Fahrenheit, and it's a weird number system, but that seems hot.
Yes. Well, the hottest it's ever been is 137, I think, in the United States that I know of. So 180 would be scary.
But it's a 180-degree turn. And if it's minus 40 or something like that,
it would have been 100. Yeah, I guess theory.
Anyway, that's not what it was. Yeah. Instead, this was very neat and tidy. How did they get any work done?
They probably didn't. This is his presentation.
This is Geller's area. He was precise, but he was very hard to get along with. But he was excellent at what he did.
Well, he seems like a Ross that likes dinosaurs.
There's a sort of pause and a collective, huh? And even Skip is a little bit confused on why he said that. But sometimes Probably. You feel compelled by almost like the Force. Like every time anyone in the universe except Han Solo has said, I've got a bad feeling about this. Nobody knows why. They just
I just imagine Fair. Skip says that stuff and like looks one eye towards the camera and looks back.
Definitely.
Always. Except there isn't a camera because it's a podcast.
Exactly.
To the microphone.
The camera of our mind's eye.
As it were.
Yes. So.
Yes. Geller was trying to use the Force to stop death. He thought that with enough will, you could just bring someone back from the brink. My master was thoroughly engaged in this research, but I... It was too dark for me. I'm not one who likes to think of death in that way. I like to think of the beauty of emotion, the beauty of life. But Geller was fascinated by this. Let me show you.
Wow.
It's dark, but it's part of my master's work.
Really seems like a strange pivot from your master's work.
My master was a complex individual. He wanted to explore everything the Force could do.
He saw it as this never-ending web that connected everything and everyone. And if you could just figure it out, then anything could be possible. You could stop death. You could cure all illness. He thought it was everything. If you could just crack it, he just, as far as I know, never actually got there. But that was his goal, to use the Force to fix the universe.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure he's got great intentions, or had great intentions, if he's still alive or not. Or, you know, it's just that once you're gone, you're gone. I mean, you're obviously a ghost. I mean, I could see right through you, and I could see right through you, right? Am I correct in my assessment here, Dwayne? Like, is this like a Force ghost sort of thing?
Pretty much. What if you were watching a Star Wars movie? He would definitely look like a Force ghost.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously you've been dead for a very long time, so obviously there's some sort of like afterlife, right? So if there's an afterlife, then why would anybody need to be living? I mean, like, there's some place to go after you're dead.
Are you saying that you're tired of living?
No, I'm not exactly saying I'm tired of living. I'm just saying that there is other pastures on the other side of the globe.
Are you questioning my master's work, saying he was on a fool's errand?
I mean, like, we're in, 5,000 BBY? Well, I mean, what is the actual year, Dwayne?
It is nebulously between 4 and 5,000 BBY.
It's currently, you know, 5,000 BBY. I don't know what y'all thought was going on in 6,000 BBY, but, I don't think, at least I'm not aware of any sort of concerted effort of actually trying to do this. So it's been 1,000 years since your master thought of this, and nobody bothered to pursue it. So I'm going to assume that maybe it just didn't work.
The Jedi buried me in this tomb for wanting to continue my work. Do you not think that they stopped other research? They scrubbed my master from the records. He was one of the greatest Jedi to walk this universe, and you don't know him. Why would the Jedi try to hide this information?
Well, I'll tell you, I can't even tell you the name of one Jedi these days. Not even any in the past. I mean, the Jedi kind of keep themselves, they do their own thing, they have their own agenda. I kind of try to avoid them if at all possible. And the same thing with the Sith. You're not a Sith, are you? And, like, I'm actually going, I want an answer on that, actually.
I don't know what this Sith you talk of is. There are only Jedi.
Okay. So Bail is just kind of going to keep this information to himself, because now it makes a little bit more sense.
He'll turn back to Skip and Anarchy and go,
You two. I feel the connection to the Force strongly within you. Are you like the Council? Are you short-sighted? Or are you more free-thinking like my master?
I'm a bog witch. I'm not with those squares.
Poe will look... If a ghost can look confused, the ghost will stare quizzically and go...
Well, if you're outside the Council, then that is a good place to be. And you, sir, again, I'm sorry, I don't know your names. Are you with the Council? Or are you free?
Well, I don't see how either thing could be possible to be unfree, but I'm not on a Council. No one trusts what I have to say. I can only see as far as my eyes can reach, and I can only hold in my hands that which I can see.
Did you get that from the fortune cookie on the flight over?
Oh, God.
Good to hear. The council, it has become clear to me, cannot be trusted. They are a force against what is right in this universe. I may not be able to continue my master's work, but I'm hoping the two of you continue it.
Well, I am one with the Force, and the Force is with me.
Let us go. There is one last lab. I believe my master's lab. I believe my master's lab is still accessible. These caverns seem so familiar, but it's been so long. We still may be able to find one last lab.
Excellent. I like labs.
Bale runs off, grabs his Primrose Ashadir costume. I am Primrose Ashadir! No,
pulled the lab coat out of his...
Pulled that on the ship, but Dork didn't pack it in the bag. Dork refused to pack that.
Give me just a moment. Hold on.
Run all the way.
Put on a mustache. All right. I am Primrose Ashadir, and I like the way you think.
I just assume it's like the Flash with the ring. It just comes out of a ring. Primrose.
No. Let's be clear. We have to stay inside our outfits to avoid getting cold because we're on an ice planet. So his outfit does in fact fit over the Mandalorian suit. He puts the mustache on the helmet.
Yeah, no, actually, I'm wearing like a Harlan's shop suit, like an actual like three piece suit.
So Poe will take you guys.
He looks like an extra at Daft Punk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like when he got to this planet, he didn't think that he was gonna be walking through caves and stuff. He thought he might have to like talk to people.
It is a wintry ice snow planet. What did you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like he wanted to look a little bit more business-like.
Slaves. What do you expect?
Yeah, well, he all didn't.
Right. What do you?
Yeah, well, he didn't know that coming into this. He found out about it on the way here. Enough. Or like when he was about to get on the ship.
So you guys continue down more into these caverns. You are going deeper and deeper. It is getting colder and colder. That tingling feeling is starting to creep down your shoulders and down your arms, Skip and Anarchy. It's not like so much like it's overwhelming, but it just feels like that when you get like a hair on you, or you feel like a spider walking on your arm. That kind of weird feeling creeping up and down your arms and back right now.
No.
You guys, I won't make you roll this. You guys have been rolling pretty good on these perception checks. You guys hear some voices, and it's the voices that you heard before, Bale and Doric. I think you all might have heard the voices, and you hear the Trandoshan just say, Don't throw that! And it goes away.
Do it. Throw it.
Wait, how did... How did he know that I was going to throw a thermal detonator? So he kind of like takes his hand off the detonator.
The path that Poe takes you on kind of just immediately drops away. And there's about a 10-foot gap that kind of drops in the darkness. And being spectral, he doesn't even stop. He just floats right across it. And goes,
This way. We are almost there.
Poe, that's not a path that's there anymore. In your journeys as a spirit on this ice planet, I have several questions, of course, but primarily, a Trandoshan, a Basilisk, a Chadrafan, and a droid walked into an ice cavern. Do you know the end of that joke?
I don't believe so. I've never heard of it. I would like to hear the end of this joke. It does sound interesting. But I haven't crossed paths with Trandoshan for years before I was stuck in here. Have you seen Trandoshans around here?
Yes. In fact, there's been several spectral residue that we've encountered as we've traveled through these ice caverns.
There are no Trandoshan disciples of my master. So I don't.
Well, this one did not seem to be so much a disciple as perhaps a raider or some sort of mercenary. At least I got that feeling. Is that right, Bale and Doric?
I think so. I'm pretty sure that's what I saw.
I don't imagine many droids are admitted into the Jedi.
I honestly don't remember much more than the cold. And then I felt the two of you, and I felt like waking up. I went to sleep because I was so cold. And then feeling you woke me up. I don't remember anyone else in between. I'm sorry, I wish I could help.
That's perfectly fine. Now, how do we get over this crevasse? Or, sorry, you said chasm earlier. Did you mean chasm?
Yes. It depends on which region of space you're from. Some say chasm, some say chasm.
That's true. Some haven't graduated from space high school. I start looking through my bag, and I'm like, well, I knew that many pythons were going to die on this expedition. Did you bring the pythons? Doric?
Doric pulls out of the bag, and he pulls out the pythons, but he also pulls out a grappling hook that it looks like you can't see his face, but he looks desperate to use the grappling hook.
Sure. If you want to take a shot with the grappling hook, that just be your ranged light. Is it a rifle? I assume it's a handgun. I imagine it's like Batman's. It's like Batman's, right?
I am Batman. Yeah.
Listen, you can use the pythons if you want to.
Wait, that's an ascension gun, and we need to go horizontally.
No, there's a rope on the end, Skip.
Right, but we're not going up, we're going across.
Yeah. Dork doesn't even bother explaining. He just does it. He just fires. Ranged. What difficulty?
Is this going to be one purple? And you know what? I'm going to flip it just to make it interesting. To see if you accidentally shoot yourself. So let's make it a red.
That's what you get for mixing up your
dice. Honestly, I feel like I've been flipping it already on him because I've been distracting him with all this stupid talk.
So I'll say it's a red, and because of Skip's distractions, I'm going to give you one black. So one red, one black.
A black die.
A red and black.
Thank you.
So,
wow. That's what you get for mixing up your dimensions.
All right, you just fired it straight across.
You can't. Oh, I guess we could. It lodged into the wall. I guess we could. If you held it real tight, we could just walk or dangle across somehow.
So yeah, it is lodged. Yeah, it missed the ceiling and it lodged into the wall straight across. So you guys now have a tightrope going across a 10-foot gap, which is an option. If you want to try to walk across it.
It's probably more like a slack pole because Doric has to hold it.
I'm sure he could find it. I guess, yeah. Yeah.
So Bale is going to look around the cave. Is there like a, like, what are like the spikes that come out of the ground? Is it like a stalactite? Is that what they're called? Or
Stalactites hang tight to the ceiling, I believe is how the old mnemonic goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, no, stalagmites hang down, and right? No, you're right, yeah, stalagmites are on the ground because they make an M-shake, and stalactites make, like, a T-shape.
Yeah. So, yes, are you looking for a 10-foot stalactite?
Yes. This is a large cave, correct?
There is, yeah. I'll gladly say there's a large stalactite. I want to see what you do with this.
Is there, wait, he looks over at Dory, like, hey, Dory, did you bring any picks?
You know what? I don't know that Dork brought a pick. Well, an ice pick. He brought an ice pick, but not a mining pick.
Went. So.
Oh, okay. So he starts looking around the labs for something sharp that could cut stone, right? Like, oh no, wait, he's got a blaster.
Hold on. What are you saying, Kyle? Good.
I just want to get across the hole.
Yeah.
We have spent so much. We have spent less time on, like.
If you would like to go.
Yeah, we've got the rope. I'm just going to, dangle, slowly walk across. Not walk, but like hang and.
Go across?
Get across.
Clear that with my tentacles.
10 feet is kind of hard, but I.
Dork did not bring a pick. I rolled for.
I would say that Dork is strong enough to hold the rope for the other three to go across, but I don't know how the fourth person would get across. That's the only issue I see you guys having. I mean, he
We mentioned that we had pythons. Like, yes. However, we get across them.
Well, they can just hold on to the ascension gun, and we can just pull them off.
That's true. Drag Doric across.
Okay, you have that ability. You have the force move.
I mean, I have bind. I guess, like, because if I can just lift someone up with bind, could I just move myself and move them with me? Or would that be move?
Well, is it bind locks them in place? You'd want that force move. No, to
yeah,
move
never
them.
Mind. Ignore me.
But no, if the three of you guys...
I am flipping a light side that we get across without issue.
That's completely fine. Doric holds the rope in place as the three of you guys shimmy across, however you get it across.
Yes.
Doric holds onto the gun, does a running leap, and you guys yank as hard as you can and pull him to the other side.
Okay, yeah, that works.
Listeners, be grateful I didn't make this last longer.
Is that when Bale shows up?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
so everyone's on the other side.
Yeah. Like, hey, look, guys, I found a pick. Like,
oh, yeah, there's an entrance back here.
That was extremely good talking you did there, Bale, communicating your needs. I don't know how we're going to get you across. We already have the rope over here. Oh, shoot him with the rope gun, Doric.
We just put our life to him across.
Shoot him with the grappling gun. I'm sure that's okay.
You know what, Dwayne? I want to roll a perception check.
For what?
For a secret entrance passage.
There is none.
Fine.
You could roll 5 yellow against 1 green and get 5 triumphs, and I would still tell you there's none, because there is physically none.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought this dude might have, like, created...
Oh, dang it. I mean, 4 successes, 4 advantages, and
God,
1 triumph.
Skips real.
No, no, that's just me rolling stats. 5 yellows and a green. That's close to Skip's stats.
That was pretty much what I asked for. That's impressive there, Skip. So, but anywho, with the rope shenanigans and all that kind of stuff, you guys have gotten across this small little chasm.
Hooray!
Hooray, chasm. You guys walk into this lab and. It is empty. There's nothing here. It has been ransacked. There is toppled over chairs, and that's about it. There's nothing here. And Poe...
Oh, no!
Poe is just shocked.
This was my master's personal space. Someone, I don't know if... He didn't come to take it. He left right away. Someone took his work. I don't believe this. I don't know what to do.
And he just sits down on the ground and just stares straight forward.
I have failed my master.
But that's all right. I mean, everybody fails at some point.
I don't.
It's part of life. Right? I mean, I failed to get a stalagmite or stalactite off, you know, cut it and then create a land bridge to get over the chasm. Because Bale likes to overcomplicate things a lot.
Bale likes to talk in third person.
But hey, everybody fails. It happens. It's just a part of life. I'm sure they teach you that at some point in Jedi school or whatever, you know, class you took to reach Jedi status thing. But whatever. Hey, don't feel bad. It happens. It happens. It's a take that as a learning experience. Don't fail again.
I think you'll find it's not Jedi school, it's Jedi Academy.
It's a school!
As you guys stand around in this space, you start to hear like a I don't know how to describe this. Kind of like a wavelength sound that's just kind of coming in and out, it's getting louder and louder, and everyone hears this. And you hear a call on your communicator from Kit.
What are you guys doing down there?
Apparently trying to get across a chasm that we just got over. We're in a broken down lab that just got messed up. Well, not just got messed up, but it looks like it's been messed up for, I don't know, 1,000 years. So, really? We're just standing around looking for stuff to take with us.
You need to meet us at the entrance.
Skip is standing there with his feet just more than shoulder width apart, and he's stretched out with both hands, and he's slowly moving through this very feng shui, very tai chi movement with his hands. His eyes are closed.
And Skip is acting like a mime.
Skip is doing this. Dork is nervous. Dork is nervously looking towards the nearest exit and then looking back at Skip and waiting desperately for and wondering when he's going to have to step in and pull him out.
So as Skip is doing his kata, his routine, is he trying to connect with the force, or he's trying to calm himself down? What is he trying to do right now?
Yeah, Skip is reaching out with his sense power to see if he can find a trace of the master's work in the workshop.
Sure. Okay. Is that you're going to flip your ability, or what is? I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah, I get to roll my sensibility. Okay. Ooh, wow. That tells me a lot.
Ooh.
Wow, that's a lot of dark.
For those who are counting at home, I've rolled 3 dark side points, so Skip starts to feel those emotions, and they definitely have an effect upon him.
As Skip is trying to reach out to the Force to find some connection to Ajunta Paul, he is just overwhelmed with anger and frustration that Ajunta felt toward the Jedi, that everything that this old master felt about being either ignored or brandished or labeled a heretic, he was just infuriated. He was seething almost with unbelievable rage, and Skip can feel this just radiating from the bottom of his feet out through his fingertips. That Skip, as we know, is generally a pretty positive and happy character, but this is just rage, maybe something like he's at least never shown anyone around him, but this is more anger than Skip has felt in his life.
Cool. Yeah. Is it coming from a specific place?
Yeah, it will be directed what looks like a solid wall directly in front of you. I'd say past Anarchy. I'm kind of imagining you guys are kind of in the same little space. Past Anarchy, that Skip, as you look at this wall, you can almost see a glow in the wall that to everyone else, to Bale and Doric, and probably even Anarchy, I don't know if she's looking that direction, they don't notice it, but you see like almost like in like Myst or one of those old games, that wall is definitely has a glow on it. Like, you know what? I should probably click on that wall. That kind of energy vibe is kind of happening there.
Cool. I move about much like Wesley does from The Princess Bride, where he's trying to find, or not Wesley.
Inigo Montoya
from The Princess Bride, when he's trying to find the access to the dungeon. I move around and then suddenly stumble and plant my hand upon the wall.
You put your hand on the wall and you feel like electricity starting to just radiate from the wall into your hand. And it starts to cause this glow to go over your arm. And it just, to everyone else, all of a sudden Skip lights up like a light bulb, and energy shoots off from him and connects directly into Anarchy's chest. And there's almost
I am the fifth element.
there is a current of energy going back and forth between them that kind of starts to electrify around them, and what looks like a bubble of electricity circles both the Twi'lex, and it starts to flash faster and faster and faster until you hear an audible pop, and Anarchy and Skip are gone. And standing in their place is a Trandoshan and a Chadrafan. And they both look around and they stare at the two Mandalorians, and Bail, you recognize the Trandoshan right away. This is Skoga.
Yeah.
This is the person who left you the message about someone coming to find you. And Skoga, who you haven't seen in a great long while, and as far as you know, is on the other side of the galaxy,
yeah,
is standing in front of you. And he's just looking around.
Who the heck are you?
Skoga, what are you doing here?
He pulls out his sword and points it at you.
I said it once, and I'll say it again. Who the heck are you?
Oh! Okay, well...
Dork is currently aiming his rifle at both of these people.
Yeah, well, this is a little awkward. So, Skoga, how in the force did you get to this side of the galaxy before we did?
He turns and just stares at Bale.
Look, man, I don't know who you are, and I don't know why you think you know me. You're not one of those fans, are you? One of those crazy fans that follows people around the galaxy? I've heard of that. Gordax told me all about people like you. All right, so you just gotta back off. I don't owe you money or anything, do I?
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please head over to the podcast service of your choice and leave us a review. Every review helps more people find the show. If you want to help the show out, please spread the word on social media. You can find us on Twitter at Flight Risk Pod and on Facebook. If you want to help us in a monetary fashion, you can head over to Patreon and help support the show.
Follow Skip and Anarchy as their adventure takes them to the Flash Fantasy Skeleton Crew podcast. There's a link in the show notes. Our very own Twilight Twins will be in a three-part crossover arc with the Flash Fantasy crew, while two of their players join us for a small little arc.
Oh, no. World of Warcraft Joe is cool. Like, he's very chill. He's very fine.
Can we bring World of Warcraft Joe onto our show?
Yeah. What? How dare you? How dare you?
If you
do, you know who I am? I'm Primrose Ashenair.
All right.
If you wanted to kill, you should have punched it with a thermal detonator in your hand. It's the only way to be sure.
Overwatch Joe is the one that gets really, really, really Overwatch Joe is very, very competitive and is like seriously criticizing just about everything that's going wrong in a game. So Rocket League Joe is very similar to Overwatch Joe, because Rocket League Joe, the only difference is Rocket League Joe blames himself most of the time. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, cool. I'm rolling.